You ever noticed how difficult it is to communicate with people and all the ways it's constantly evolving? I am old enough to remember the days of, you know, dial-up internet where you can't use the phone at the same time and people are fighting over who can make a phone call, and then, you know, internet gets a little bit better and AOL Instant Messenger arrives and the world has changed, and then, you know, we get cell phones, and then there's this weird thing called texting that shows up and you're limited to like 160 characters, so all these silly abbreviations start popping up that I have no idea what I'm actually being sent in a message, and it just goes on and on and on. And sometimes I think, you know, if it's so difficult to communicate with other people, why would we think it's any easier to communicate with God? For example, my mom in particular was really bad when texting started. They'd had Instant Messenger at work, and she thought that that was the same thing. So I was in college, and I would get text messages like, "Hi, send. How are you today? Send. Grandma's sick. Send. Dad and I are going to visit. Send. Hope you have a great day. Send." And I had to respond, "Mom, it is 6 in the morning. Stop texting me. You have 160 characters. Use them." Sometimes just getting on the same page and how you communicate can be a difficult thing. And that is very true of our prayer as well. We often think, well, if God would just give me this voice from heaven telling me exactly what he wanted, all would be well. But that's not how God communicates. Just like we have to learn these new technologies, these new modes of communication, we have to learn to listen to God in prayer. And our first reading from the book of Samuel today is a wonderful example, a great primer on how we should pray. We encounter Samuel at the beginning of our first reading, sleeping in the temple of the Lord. Now, I don't know about you, but that is an odd place to sleep. And when we're asleep, we're generally not paying attention to what's going on, obviously. It's not a good thing in the Bible. We're in our own world. We're not paying attention to what's going on around us. And clearly that was true for Samuel as well. He wasn't sure what was going on. Sometimes we can be metaphorically asleep and sleepwalking through our own lives. The world today is so busy. We go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, and we don't even really pay attention to what we're doing because we've just got to get it all done. And then at the end of the day, we go home and microwave something for dinner and sit on the couch and watch Netflix or whatever just to distract us from the world around us. We sleep and we do it all over again. But we don't take that time to really think about what is going on in my life. Where is God at? That interaction I had with somebody earlier in the day that didn't go well, do I take the time to think about what happened there? Was I perhaps off? Did I not respond in love in the way that I should have? How could I have done that differently? Or that opportunity I just raced by because I was so busy going to the next thing. Was God asking something of me in that? Do we take even 15 minutes to slow down and reflect upon our life and say, where did I see God today? What was he asking of me? How am I called to respond even now? If we don't make that time for prayer to be attentive and reflective on our life, aren't we just sleepwalking through it? Not paying attention to what God is doing in our midst? We have to make that space where we're alert and reflective to see what God is doing in our midst. But even then, sometimes when we notice it, like Samuel, we don't understand it. We don't know what's going on, and we need somebody else's help. It's part of the community of faith, right? We build each other up. We help each other discern. We pray for each other. And sometimes if we're stuck in our own head in our prayers, we just do what we want anyway, or tell ourselves the answer we want, or we just keep doing the same thing over and over again because we're not attentive to what God might be calling us to. I know that when I first felt that call to the priesthood, one of the first things I did was call up my pastor and say, "Hey, can we sit down and talk? I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what God's asking of me. I know what I want to do. I know I feel this tension. How do I deal with this?" Discerning with others and especially with the church, is so important. In our own prayer, we can get led astray sometimes by our own desires because we feel this call from God and we impose what we want onto it rather than hearing what God is calling us to do. Whether that other person is a friend, your pastor, a spiritual director, or even just going to the words of Scripture and saying, how does this feeling line up with what Jesus says of me? We need to discern with others, to allow them to help us to see where God is at work in the world. We weren't meant to do it by ourselves, which is part of the reason our in-person worship is so important. We come together as a community to discern God's presence in our midst. And finally, when, with the help of Eli, Samuel realizes what is going on, he gives the right answer to God in his prayer the next time he feels that call. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Have you ever called someone up because you want to talk, you need a favor, you want to talk through something going on in your life, and they answer the phone, hey, it's great to hear from you, I'm so glad you called, blah, 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 this is what's going on in my life, hey, great catching up, gotta go, and you're like, I actually needed something. Could I tell you what I want or what I needed or share what I'm struggling with? But they're already gone because they just spent the whole time talking to you. The same thing can happen in our prayer when we go to God. Hey, God, it's great that you're here. This is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I want to do with my life. Anything to say? No? Okay, great. Thanks. Moving on. We just talk at God in our prayer instead of responding to the prompting he gave us in the first place. Samuel responds well. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. What do you have to say to me, God? What do you want from me? How can I serve you? Rather than just going on a rant and filling the space of our prayer with our own thoughts and desires and everything else. It is a discipline that requires silence, patience, and waiting, just like any conversation we would have with anyone else. But if we can master those three basic principles of prayer, our prayer life will be so much more enriched. To be awake and alert to what God is doing in our lives, to turn to others to help us to discern and to listen rather than just speaking. Isn't that precisely what the first apostles in our gospel reading today did? They're alert and looking for God and speaking to his prophet John in their midst. And when he says, there's God, they're awake and ready to follow Christ. But they also don't just tell God what they want. Jesus says, what are you looking for? And they say, Rabbi, where are you staying? Teacher, teach us what we should want. Teach us what we're looking for. Let us listen from you. And then they just stay with him all day. Not with some agenda, not telling him what God should do. Through the mediation of John, they come to see Christ and to receive from him as a student what he wants from them rather than talking at God. If we can embrace these principles of prayer, brothers and sisters, we will be better able to discern what God is truly doing in our midst. We will be happy in responding to him, and we will be fulfilled in hearing his voice. Today, let us learn the discipline of prayer from Samuel, who learned it so long ago, so that we can truly respond to God in our times and follow his will rather than our own.